Patrick Mutton Lou. How are you?
What's good, man? How you guys doing?
We're doing good. You had it's a long stretch now. What, 10, 11 days, you know, between the last preseason game, Patrick, and this first game against Tennessee. And I'm curious, how different is the preparation for this first regular season game than, say, the four preseason games you guys played?
I think preparation is the same, man. Preseason, regular season, postseason, man. You got to just prepare to get ready to play a game for 60 minutes and, you know, don't really think about, you know, it's just preseason or we're only going to play this much. It's kind of just get ready to play.
Can you compare getting ready for week one this year compared to last year with the shortened preseason? Is there a difference?
No, man. It's just, you just keep working, man. I mean, everybody has a short season. Everybody has a short off season. Well, most teams do, but I mean, you just got to go out there, practice, execute, just bring it to the field. Opening day is going to be crazy, and then just got to be able to settle down and let the game come to you.
But with more time, did you feel like you could maybe implement some more things? Maybe last year, maybe doing it as the season was going on?
Yeah, I mean, more time is always good. You know, you can get things down, you get to know a team better, and you can play better. So the more you know, the faster you can play.
What was it like to have those three preseason games now, looking back on it, Patrick, in 9 days? Did that affect at all the preseason play in that many games in that short a time period?
Nah, man, preseason, I mean, no, to answer your question, but preseason's over now. Now it's game time, man. All these count, all 16 of them. So now it's time to get going, get prepared like we've been preparing, and just play ball.
Yeah, I'm sure now the season started, you're probably watching a lot of film here. Chris Johnson, as far as the defense, trying to stop a guy when you think about Tennessee. We were talking about one of the keys, too, is kind of keep this guy out of open space and maybe try to contain him and not let him get outside the edge. He did, you know, it wasn't the greatest year last year, but still, he's got that speed.
Yeah, he's a beast. He's definitely fast. He's a blazer, man. So we have to try to just contain him as much as possible, man, because he can make a lot out of just a little, you know. So he's definitely a big play guy, dangerous in open field, just try to contain as much as possible and, you know, do the best you can.
All right, who do you got? He or Jeff Demps?
So what?
He or Jeff Demps in a race? What do you think?
Ooh. Taking Jeff, bro. He just came up with a Olympics, man. Guaranteed.
See, he answered the question, too. He didn't go with a, that's confidential.
Oh, you can answer that one.
You know, that's just a fun question. That's cool.
Patrick Chung.
I got to save my confidential for the good ones, bro.
Yeah, I'm sure we got a couple of those coming. You might have to use that card. He's a Pac-10 guy, right, and Jake Locker, so you're familiar with his work. But I'm curious, like, a mobile quarterback for a safety, you know, what kind of extra challenge does that present when a guy, you know, he's got the ability to tuck the ball and run and pick up yards?
Yeah, he has, I mean, not just pick up yards, he has the ability to make plays, extend plays, you know, make second opportunities for himself, and, you know, that's kind of dangerous. It's dangerous. You got to cut the receivers for a little longer, you know, so it's just contain him, too, also. He's fast, too. He's not just a slow guy out there. He can run, he can break tackles, he's fast. I mean, I played against him at Oregon, Washington, so I know how he is, man. He's fast, and he doesn't escape just to run the ball. He escapes to throw. He's a very good player, man. So we got to contain him too.
Did you guys beat him in Washington?
Oh, no doubt, bro.
I knew the answer. I wanted to give you one. Now, in terms of, like, you saw him at Washington, but he only played a couple of games down the stretch last year. Is it any different when you only have a little bit of tape on a guy versus, you know, full 16 game package of a starter from the year before?
No, you can't really think like that. You got to think like he's come in, you know, ready to, you know, throw the ball. I mean, last season he ended all touchdowns, no interceptions, you know. So it's not like we don't have any film on him. He's very good, man. He's very good, strong on him. We're just, you know, getting ready to play him.
Speaking of guys, wide receivers, Kenny Britt's not going to be there, but Kendall Wright is a guy that's opened up a lot of eyes here in preseason. I'm sure you've seen a lot of film on this guy here just in camp. What do you see from him?
Yeah, he looks very competitive, you know. Good, quick guys, very confident. So, I mean, we'll see, man. You know, rookies are our team. We'll see how the game turns out.
We love talking about the tight ends you face because this league's changed now on your own team. I mean, you got a head coaching staff and a roster that's changing the tight end game. You're playing a guy in Jared Cook on Sunday that is big as athletic. He had 21 catches those last three games. In terms of what he brings to the field, if you compare him to other tight ends, is he in that group of big athletic guys you got to be wary of?
Yeah, he's big, athletic, long arms. He can catch. I mean, he's definitely very good, man. It's so good. Like I said, they have dangerous players all over the field, man. So tight end, receiver, running back, quarterback. So it's just a very athletic team, and you know, we just have to match up and just play our game.
You know, you get the youngest defense here Bill Belichick's ever coached. I mean, you look at yourself, fourth year in the league, and a guy like Stephen Gregory, seventh year in the league. Kind of leaders there in the backfield. A lot of people say, you know, that's the big area of improvement, a guy like Stephen Gregory next to you. What's it like, I think, with just that young defense and coming to work every single day with that group?
Very enthusiastic, man. We're all ready to get better, ready to learn, and, you know, kind of compete with each other. Not just the other teams we're playing against, compete with each other and just make it fun and make it very competitive. And young guys, they, you know, they want to have a little swag, so they're going to compete, which makes, you know, all of us better. So it's actually very good working with a bunch of young guys that want to learn and get better.
All right, you saw game one here on Wednesday night. A lot of talk coming into the season. Officiating, is that even into your mindset coming into a game?
Confidential, baby. I waited.
See, I knew you were going to save it for that one. I don't want to tee you up too much.
I waited.
Well, good. So you can't use it on this one. Who's the better? Who's the better McCourty brother, Devin or Jason?
Come on, I'm taking Devin all day, bro. All day.
Now, you said something interesting. You're a veteran now, fourth year. You said you got to worry about keeping your emotions in check. Do you still get as amped for that first season opener as you did as a rookie for this game on Sunday?
Yeah. I mean, sometimes. I mean, you didn't have the same amount of energy. It's just a matter of composing it and using it in the right situations, you know. So guys are going to be hyped, you know. People are going to, that's just the nature of the game. You're going to be hyped, you're going to be amped up, and this guy's going to control it and use it, you know, control theory.
All right, so you are one of the veterans now. So if you're, give us one thing you'll tell these rookies to be wary of, because you got some rookies on this defense. They're going to play out of the gate. Give us one bit of advice you give them heading into their first regular season NFL game.
One, take care of your body. Take care of your body. It's a long season, and we're going to need everybody.
Speaking of bodies, how's yours?
I'm good. I'm ready to go, baby.
All right.
Is Oregon ready to go? I'm concerned. I'm concerned here.
You can't ask me that question. I was ready for any Oregon questions. I would say, well, we should be number one. I would say all that.
I'm concerned. They let up 34 points in the season opener at Arkansas State.
You know, because, you know, sometimes, you know, you got to let the other guys get a little playing, you know?
Fresno on Saturday is Patrick Chung. He is our Patriots Friday guy, Patriots Tennessee. Patrick will be watching. We'll talk to you next week.
Yes, sir.
All right, man.
That is Patrick Chung joining us. You can follow him on Twitter at PatrickChung25.